College Quiz Bowl. But first, beginning this Monday morning, you can do your household chores in the company of fine variety entertainment. Yes, it's NBC's new daytime radio service, Weekdays. A short, short story by John Steinbeck, dramatized in its entirety. Exciting new novels, such as The Persistent Image, enacted day by day until their completion. And fabulous guest personalities like Cornelia Otis Skinner, singing star Eddie Fisher, and music man Meredith Wilson. All this and more beginning Monday on Weekday. Now stay tuned for College Quiz Bowl on NBC.
From the campuses of Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, and Bonhoyo College in South Hadley, Massachusetts, the National Broadcasting Company presents the College Quiz Bowl. Tonight, Oberlin College is back for the third time to defend their title in the College Quiz Bowl. And to challenge them, we have Mount Holyoke College from South Hadley, Massachusetts. And here in Radio City, New York, is your master of the quiz, Alan Ludden.
Hi there, everybody. It's good to have you with us for another intercollegiate battle of the brains. Now, before we get along with our game, let's meet the teams. First, we're going way up the Connecticut River Valley to Mount Holyoke College, where the recent flood soaked the School of Music. And then we're going to meet the girls. Bruce Kern of station WTIC Hartford, Connecticut, is on hand to referee for the Mount Holyoke team. So let's meet those girls, Bruce.
Right, Alan. It's high and dry up here right now. And I have four very bright and pretty young ladies here to introduce themselves.
Ellen Richards, Cologne, Germany. Mel and Alice, Geneva, New York.
Eloise Gorton, Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Amy Hertz, Patterson, New Jersey.
You've met the team from Mount Holyoke College in South Hadley, Massachusetts. Now, let's move out to the Buckeye State, to Oberlin College in Oberlin, Ohio, to Jerry Liebman of station WTAM Cleveland, who is standing by to referee for the Oberlin College team. How's that Oberlin team tonight, Jerry?
Well, they're great tonight, Alan. This team has a determined look about it tonight, and I think that they're out to even up the score with Mount Holyoke for last year's defeat. Here they are right now to say hello.
David Mitten, Stowe, Ohio.
Ernest Hook, Brooklyn, New York.
Carol Ayler, Birmingham, Michigan.
Allie Nesbitt, Wellesley Hills, Massachusetts.
All right, there we've met both teams. Now, before Roger Tuttle explains our rules, may I point out that we recognize the fact that here in the College Quiz Bowl, we're putting the emphasis on a quick recall of specific facts. But we're also trying to give you an opportunity to meet a few of the many remarkable, well-rounded personalities to be found today on every American campus. Okay, how about the rules, Rod?
Right, Alan, and here they are. Alan Ludden asks a toss-up question worth 10 points. And the first team to signal that knows the answer gets a chance to answer it. When Mount Holyoke College signals, you'll hear... And when Oberlin College signals, you'll hear... By means of a special electronic selector, the team which signals first activates its light here in New York City and makes it impossible for the other team's light to flash. If a team gives a wrong answer to the toss-up question, the other team is given a chance to answer it. And whichever team gives the right answer gets a bonus question worth a stated number of points. The team with the most points at the end of the game is the winner and returns next week to defend its title here in the College Quiz Bowl.
Thank you, Roger. Now, remember, teams, you may interrupt a toss-up question before I've finished asking it. But if you do, and if the answer is wrong, your team will be penalized 5 points, and I'll repeat the question, giving the other team a free crack at it. Okay, those are the rules. And that's the opening whistle, so let's go. Your first bonus question tonight is worth 40 points. Here's the toss-up that could get it for you. You ready? If a hostess were to give a party to which she invited the daughters of King Lear and the wives of Henry VIII, how many guests would she have? Mount Holyoke.
Marilyn Nellis.
9.
9 is right. Henry VIII had 6 wives, Lear had 3 daughters. Okay, Marilyn Nellis, you got a chance here at a 40-point bonus for Mount Holyoke. It's a bonus question on significant numbers, appropriately enough. Numbers in American history. A quick 10 points apiece. 1. How many amendments to the Constitution?
22.
10 points. How many signers of the Declaration of Independence?
15. 25. 50.
No, I'm sorry.
24.
56. 56. That'd take a lot of guesses to get to that one. All right? No credit there. How many states seceded from the Union to join... Seceded. Let's get that straight, huh? How many states seceded from the Union to join the Confederacy?
10.
11. What do we say? Pick an answer. Settle on one answer.
11.
11 is right. All right. No, all right, we've got to watch that sort of thing. But on a bonus question, I take a right answer when I hear it, and that we must settle. All right, here we go. On a toss-up, the reverse is true, you know. Now, how many ships in the Boston Tea Party?
Three.
Three is right for 10 points. Okay, here we go. Now, another toss-up question coming up. There's a 30-point bonus on the theater in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, quote the entire verse, which refers to a female child of schizophrenic deportment, who had above her eyes an attractive, though not uncommon, hair arrangement. Oberlin.
Sally Nesbitt.
There was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. And when she was bad, she was horrid.
That is exactly right. Sally Nesbitt. Okay, you got a 30-point bonus here at Oberlin on the theater. And you'll tie it up if you get it. All right, three young personalities have emerged this season on Broadway as promising candidates for stardom. Now, I'm going to give you their names, and for 10 points apiece, you're to name the plays in which they are making their current successes. For 10 points, the play in which Andy Griffith has attracted so much attention.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
What is that? Which one?
Andy Griffith.
Something by Mailer? Is it one of the Mailer dark plays?
No. No Time for Sergeant.
Oh.
He is sensational in it. All right. Young Lois Smith. What is her current play on Broadway?
Wait a minute.
Lois Smith.
I don't know.
Oberlin?
No.
The Young and the Beautiful. The Young and the Beautiful.
The one.
All right, here we go. This is the daughter of a very famous man of the theater.
Oh, yeah.
Susan Strasser.
Diary of Anne Frank.
All right, the Diary of Anne Frank. You got that 10 points, all right? Now, before we move along to another bonus question, let's find out what the stakes are in this quiz game. Roger Tuttle.
Each week, the National Broadcasting Company will award to the school of the winning team a $500 cash award to be administered by the college. This may go to a scholarship fund or to a campus activity. And each member of the losing team will receive an attractive and dependable Whitnower wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnower Watch Company, since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. Well, those are the stakes. Now, with 14 and a half minutes to go, the score, Mount Holyoke 40, Oberlin College 20. Back to you, Alan, and a toss-up.
And I have a 20-point musical bonus in the offing. Here is the toss-up. For 10 points, what American hero put in Bay? Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Oliver Hazard Perry.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, David Mitten, you got a 20-point musical bonus here. Not a very difficult one. You ought to have a very good time with it. Both of the compositions that you were about to hear describe a specific thing and a specific place. For 10 points each, you must tell us what and where. All right, what and where in this title?
Fountains of Rome.
Fountains of Rome. All right. Now, remember, you must tell us what and where. I want only really two answers here. Now tell us what and where in the title of this composition.
Fountains of Rome.
What kinds of Rome? What? Mines, yeah. Where, Rome. You got it. 20 points. Score time, all
right. Right now, 13 and a half minutes to go, Alan. Oberlin has now climbed out ahead with 50 points. Mount Holyoke has 40.
And I have a 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up that could get it for you. If a pitcher goofed and pitched a gopher ball for 10 points, what precisely would happen to the ball? Mount Holyoke. Amy Hurst.
Go into the stands. It's a homer.
That's right, for 10 points. All right, here's your 30-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. A sailor named Selkirk served as the model for Robinson Crusoe, as I'm sure you know. Now, for 10 points apiece, what fictional characters were modeled after each of the following? The American author, Louisa May Alcott.
Joe March.
Joe March in?
Little Women.
Right, for 10 points. All right. The Irish doctor, Oliver St. John Gogarty.
Sherlock Holmes. No, Dr. Watson?
No. Buck Mulligan in James Joyce's Ulysses.
Oh.
Oh, you knew that.
Yes.
All right. I thought you did. The Scotch Deacon, William Brody.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Right, for 10 points. Score in time now, Roger.
12 minutes to go, Alan. Mount Holyoke is now once again ahead, 70 points. Oberlin College has 50 points.
And I have a 20-point bonus in the offense. Oh, here we go. For 10 points, tell us who magnanimously stated there are 3 or 4 good men in Illinois. Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Harry Truman.
Right, for 10 points. Oh, back and forth. You got a 20-point bonus there, Oberlin. You know, Russell Chase Harrington will become a familiar, though not necessarily endearing, name to millions of Americans in the next 5 months. For 20 points, Oberlin, why?
He took over T. Coleman Andrews' job in the Internal Revenue Bureau.
That's right, for 20 points. I have a 30-point musical bonus. Score and time, Rod.
Right now, Alan, the seesaw battle. Oberlin College is out in front again. 80 points to Mount Holyoke, 70 points.
30-point musical bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. For 10 points, quote, the two lines of Shakespeare that immediately precede. You got that? Immediately precede these. Upon the place beneath, it is twice blessed. Mount Holyoke.
Marilyn Nellis.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as the gentle rain from heaven.
Right, for 10 points. Okay, you got that. Now, 88. Here we go with the musical bonus, Mount Holyoke. Worth 30 points, if you're very careful. I'm going to play now two very colorful compositions. That is, there's a color mentioned in each. Your job is to take the color in the first, subtract it from the color in the second, and give us the result. Listen now to each song. First. All right. Okay, now. Second.
After all those years.
What's the answer?
Blue.
Blue is the answer for 30 points. Okay, a musical toss-up next. A musical toss-up next. Are we ready? Nope, we're not ready, so I won't use it. Here we go with another toss-up. I still got a 30-point bonus in the offing. No, bonus questions are in a precise order. A 30-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, what very specifically did the inventor of the Reaper and the man who laid the Atlantic cable have in common? Mount Holyoke.
Marilyn Nellis.
They were both named Cyrus.
That's right, for 10 points. Cyrus Steele. Okay, we got a 30-point bonus here, Mount Holyoke. Now, you know, Holyoke, 4 states of the United States are designated in their constitutions as commonwealths and not as states. 5 points for each of these commonwealths you can name, and 30 points if you name them all.
Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Let me hear that. What?
Massachusetts.
Yes.
Rhode Island. Wisconsin. South Carolina. Michigan.
No, I would say you got 5 points. 5 points for properly naming Massachusetts. No other credit, though. The other states involved, Massachusetts, Virginia, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania, are the 4 states known as Commonwealth. That was 5 points for you there, Michael.
Hold it, Alan. That's the halftime whistle, which calls for a timeout.
Okay, I got about a minute here to talk to each of these teams. Let me point out to our friends in the audience one thing very clearly. Each week, it is our policy to meet the individual members of the challenging team and to talk to one member of the winning team so that you don't feel that I discriminate, all right? First of all, now let's meet the individual members of our challenging team. Mount Holyoke College, Ellen Richards. How are you classified?
I'm a junior.
And your major?
International Economics and Politics.
Oh. What are you going to do when you graduate?
Well, I hope to work in Europe because...
What? Yes?
Because my family is over there now.
Weren't you on the team last year from Mount Holyoke?
Yes, I was, Alan, and I was from Brazil last year.
Oh, well, you get around. Marilyn Nellis, how are you classified?
I'm a junior, Alan.
Your major?
Chemistry.
Your plans?
Graduate school.
Where?
I don't know yet.
In chemistry?
I think so.
Very good. Louis.
Right.
Eloise Gorton, I should say. Eloise Gorton, how are you classified?
I'm a junior, Alan.
Your major?
Latin.
And your plans upon graduation?
I want to go to grad school somewhere. I don't know where as yet.
Fine. Amy Hertz.
Here I am, Alan.
How are you classified?
I'm a sophomore.
Well, you must be very smart to be on the team as a sophomore. What's your major?
Well, I'm not smart enough to know that, Alan, yet. You don't have to major till our junior year.
You have no idea what it will be?
Well, perhaps political science.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck. It's nice to have you girls from Mount Holyoke here. Now let's go out to Oberlin and talk tonight to Sally Nesbitt. I understand Oberlin has a very great historical importance in this country, particularly in the field of education. Why?
Well, it starts in 1833 when it was established as the first coeducational school institution in the United States. And we've always been proud of the fact that we're not just interested in studying books, but that it's had a...
What else do you study?
Oh, current events. In other words, I think Dave mentioned the mock convention last week.
Yeah.
And Oberlin was also one of the important stations in the Underground Railway during the Civil War for the escaped slaves.
Okay, that's very interesting. Oberlin is a very fine school, and the country is lucky to have it with it. Believe me. Now let's get back to the quiz.
Allen, with the time 6.5 minutes to go, Mount Holyoke College has 125, Oberlin College has 80, and back to another toss-up.
Okay, I got a toss-up question here that's a very fast one. It's a classical music toss-up for 10 points. Incidentally, I have a 25-point bonus in the offing. A 25-pointer here. For 10 points, name the composer of this composition. Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Ferdy Groffé.
Ferdy Groffé.
Ferdy Groffé. David Mitten. David Mitten. Okay.
Ferdy
Groffé. All right. All right. It's a toss-up question. I accept one answer, and for the person called, Mr. McGregor rule. David Mitten and the girl answered, but he was there with it. All right. We'll give it to you because I think both of you knew it. All right. I think our audience will agree. I hope our audience agrees. You got a 25-point bonus there, Oberlin. John Donne and Christopher Marlowe each commenced a poem with the identical first line. For 25 points, quote that line.
Something about a graveyard or something?
No. I wonder what Ellen Isaacs really loved or not mean to them. The good one.
Well,
go and catch a falling star.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Oh, great. It's the one.
Time is called. Come live with me and be my love. First line of Marlowe's A Passionate Shepherd to His Love and Donne's The Bait. All right, I got a 20-point bonus. A 20-point bonus in the offing. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, why might Ezra Taft Benson be more than ordinarily interested in the well-known game played with babies' digits? Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richard.
It's about pigs. And there's quite a hog situation in the agricultural... some hog prices are going on.
We accept it, honey. We accept it. Do you know exactly what that hog situation is?
The prices are falling.
The prices are falling? There's a pork surplus. That's right. And, of course, the game with babies' digits is... This little pig went to market.
Yes.
This little pig stayed home. Deb Benson is having just exactly that problem. You got a 20-point bonus, Mount Holyoke. For pulling that one out of the woods. All right. 10 points. Each time, Mount Holyoke, you identify the famous battle. Now, I want the battle here in which the following famous charges occurred. Pickett's charge.
Battle of Gettysburg.
Right. The charge of the Light Brigade.
The Battle of Balaclava.
Right, for 10 points. That's a full 20-point bonus. All right, 10 points each. A musical bonus is next, worth 20 points. Here's your toss-up that might get it for you. Scoring time, Roger.
Right now, 4 minutes to go. Mount Holyoke has climbed out in front with 155. Oberlin College has 90.
All right, and I have a 20-point bonus. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, tell us, whom did the biblical Boaz take for his wife? Oberlin.
David Mitten.
Ruth.
Right, Ruth, for 10 points. It's a 20-point bonus, Oberlin. It's a musical, a fast musical bonus worth 20 points to test your powers of observation. Now, listen very carefully. It's a very popular new Eddie Fisher record, and for 20 points, tell me the exact, now this is the trick, the exact title on the label of this record.
If you go north or south, if you go east or west, I'll follow you, sweetheart, in your little love nest.
All right. You don't know it?
I don't know it.
I want to go where you go, do what you do. That is the exact title. Subtitle, then I'll be happy. All right. Got a 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up for 10 points. What four-letter word can be used to describe both a roguish person and an architectural device? Oberlin.
I was going to say puck.
Carol Ayler.
I'm going to say puck.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
We'll try.
Maryland
in the middle
notes.
Of it.
What?
They interrupted it in the middle. Could you repeat it?
All right, penalize them 5 points. You're right, Mr. McGregor, they did. I didn't finish the last word. 5 points, penalize Doberlin. Repeat the entire question from Mount Holyoke for 10 points. What four-letter word can be used to describe both a roguish person and an architectural device?
A square?
No, an arch. All right, a 25. Well, when in doubt, say square. All right, 25-point bonus coming up. Here's your toss-up. For 10 points, who said, if there were as many devils at Worms as tiles on its roofs, I would enter? Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
Martin Luther.
Right, for 10 points. Martin Luther. With a 25-point bonus for you, Mount Holyoke. At one time, foolish people called them follies. Now, for 5 points apiece, I want you to identify the following follies. First, Fulton's Folly.
The Steamboat.
Right. Drake's Folly.
Roanoke. The colonization.
Nope. The first oil well. The first oil well. Do not give... That's not... All right. Seward's Folly.
Purchase of Alaska.
Right, for 5 points. Erickson's Folly.
The Monitor.
Right, for 5 points. Clinton's Folly.
The Big Ditch. The Canal.
All right. The Erie Canal. All right, scoring time now, Roger.
Have a minute and a half to go, Alan. We're figuring up the score. Oberlin College has 95. Mount Holyoke now has 185.
All right, and I have a 15-point bonus in the offing. Here's a toss-up for 10 points. Complete this relationship question. President William Henry Harrison was to President Benjamin Harrison as King George VI is to whom, or was to whom? Oberlin.
Ernest Hook, I'm sorry.
Queen Elizabeth.
Can you take it, Mount Holyoke?
We'll try Ellen Richards.
No takers, Prince Charles or Princess Anne. On a toss-up, you must work fast. 15-point bonus still in the offing. The relationship, of course, was grandfather-grandchild. Here's your toss-up. Samuel Johnson once said, we fill our houses with useless ornaments only to show that we can buy them. Now, what phrase did Thurston Devlin use to describe this phenomenon? Mount Holyoke.
Ellen Richards.
The theory of the leisure class.
No, can you take it, Oberlin?
Conspicuous consumption.
Right, for 10 points. Conspicuous consumption. You've got a 15-point bonus there, Oberlin, for 15 points. According to a poetic prediction, what fell apart exactly 100 years ago yesterday? 100 years yesterday.
David Mitten,
the one-horse shay.
The one-horse shay. Deacon's wonderful one-horse shay. Oh.
I'm sorry, Alan. That's it. The time is up. The game is over for this week. The final score in the College Quiz Bowl tonight is 120 points for Oberlin College and 185 points for the winner, Mount Holyoke College. Member of the Oberlin College team, it's our pleasure to award an attractive and dependable Whitnour wristwatch, a distinguished product of the Longines Whitnour Watch Company. Since 1866, makers of watches of the highest character. For fielding the winning team tonight, Mount Holyoke will receive a $500 cash award from the National Broadcasting Company to be administered by the college. And these varsity scholars from Mount Holyoke College will return next week to meet Colgate University in Hamilton, New York. All right, in this All-American quiz game. Here once again, your master of the quiz, Alan Lux.
I want to congratulate the fine scholars from Oberlin College to Sally Nesbitt, Carol Ayler, and I pronounced it right, Ernest Hook, David Mitten. You got 125 points tonight in a very tight-fought battle, and I think you all did magnificently, and your audience should applaud you vigorously right now. Okay? And, of course, I want to congratulate the brilliant girls from Mount Holyoke College. Next week, these brilliant girls from Mount Holyoke College... great score. 120 was Oberlin's final score. All right. Next week, Mount Holyoke College meets Colgate University. In the following weeks, we have varsity scholars from Hold Your Hats, Girls, Princeton University, and Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. I hope you'll join us again next week. This is Alan Ludden saying so long, everybody.
Tonight were for Mount Holyoke College, Bruce Kern of station WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut, and for Oberlin College, Jerry Liebman of station WTAM in Cleveland, Ohio. College Quiz Bowl is an NBC Radio Network presentation, originated and produced by John Moses and Don Reed, written by Nancy Forbes, and directed by Ken McGregor.
Monitor takes you everywhere each weekend on NBC Radio.